Vayter and Shasra and Daf Chaf Beis, speaking of Chaf Aleph and Beis by the Mishnah. The last Mishnah on the page there, about 10 lines up. Shalosha Devarim, Rabban Gamliel, Machmir Kedivir Beis Shammai. Three things Rabban Gamliel is Machmir according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara is going to jump into all these ideas, obviously. Number one, Ein Tomlin is a Chamin Biyomtov. You can't go ahead and do Hatmana, that is to wrap up on Yontif, stuff the hot water in order to be used on Shabbos. Now we're going to explain what does that mean with an Erev Tav Shilin, without an Erev Tav Shilin. Ve'ein zokfin as a menorah b'yomtov. You can't pick up a menorah that fell in Yontif. Right now, Rashi says we seem to be thinking right here it just fell over. You can't even stand it up. Ve'ein oven pitan gritzen shel elarikiken. You're not allowed to go out and bake pitan gritzen. The Rashi says kikos ovim mishum tircha. You can't make thick bread because of tircha. Ella rikikin, it's got to be rikikin. Rikikin are like wafers; they have to be very thin. Amar Gamliel says, "Mimeim shel beis abba." In the days of the papa's house, lo ya ofen pitan gritzen ella rikikin. They used to make not thick, but they would make it thin. Amar lo, they said back to ma na sel beis avicha. What you do about your father's house? Shoy mechmir naatzman, they're mechmir himself. Mekil nakol yisol, they're mekil nakol yisol. Yos ofen pitan gritzen v'chararin. They let people make very thick stuff and to bake on coals, thick bread, and to bake on coals. All right, so we see over here Rabban Gamliel, even though Rabban Gamliel himself was a descendant of Beis Hillel, he goes like Beis Shammai in three things over here. And let's jump into the Gemara now. So, for the Gemara, what exactly is the case we're talking about? Why are you not allowed to do hatmana for Shabbos? If you're talking about you put Erev Tavshilin in my time, Beis Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai say it's a problem? Didn't put Erev Tavshilin, then my time of the Beis Hillel, Manav Shach, it should be either totally mutter or totally answer. Why would Beis Hillel say it's okay? Amar Avuna, this is going to be answer number one. Amar Avuna, we're going to see a few, three, I believe. Amar Avuna, Liolam Eimelach, Shalohin Yach Erev Tavshilin. We're talking about a case where he didn't put an Erev Tavshilin. Ugedechayov Sharli Rabbanan. However, the Chachamim were Mekel, Beis Hillel is working within this world, that Beis Hillel is saying that it's okay to do that which you need. So you can't cook a whole shtickle toira, but you're allowed to do whatever it is that you need, the bare necessities minimum, in order to make it. Rav Huna Latamein, Rav Huna's explanation goes according to his own logic. Dam Rav Huna, Misha lo iniach Erev Tavshilin, a person didn't do an Erev Tavshilin, ofen lo pas achas, mevashin lo keder achas, you can make one thing of bread, and you can do one dish. Beep, chav peizim and alf. Umad likin lo ner echad, you can light one candle. Mishum yitzlik amru, aft solon lo dakat, and you can do a small fish. You can roast fish. Tanyan ameyach, Yosef Abrashim, which says, it's mishal lo neyach erev tavshilin, ofen lo pas achas, fetom lo keder achas. You can do one piece of bread, and hatmana one kedera. Umad likin lo es aner, and light the candle. Umachamin lo es lo kiton echad. V'yishomim aft solon lo dakat. Now, understand what it means, low, 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 low. Obviously, other people ought to do it for him. It means he himself is allowed to do such a thing. We can do the bare necessities, but still say it's okay. And we see over there you're allowed to do even a tamana in a case where you didn't do an Erev Tavshilin. So therefore, this is what is going on when it says that he was machmir like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel said that you're allowed to do this even without an Erev Tavshilin. Answer number one. Answer number two. Rava Amar. We're going to knock off number two and go to number three. Rava Amar liolam sheniach. We're talking about where there was an Erev Tavshilin. However, even so, you're not allowed to do atmana. V'shani atmana. It's unique atmana. Why? Temucha milsa daday to the shabbos of it. When you do atmana and you're going, you're hiding it away. It's pasha that you're doing this for Shabbos. And apparently, even Erev Tavshilin, you're do something which is going to be poshut that is for Shabbos. Esrei Abaye, right? Says, what are you talking about? Chananya Omer. Chananya says, Bishami Omrim Ein Ofen Elim Kain Eruv Bapas. You're not allowed to do. He splits up each one. Afia for Afia, Bishal for Bishal, Atmana for Atmana. Ein Ofen Elim Kain Eruv Bapas. Unless you made a bread. Ve'im Avashal Elim Kain Eruv Batavshil. You have to do an Erev Tavshilin through a Tavshil. For Tavshil. Ve'im Tomen Elim Kain Ayu Lo Chamin Tumun Me Erev Yontav. You can't go and continue Atmana on Yontav for Shabbos unless you do Atmana Me Erev Yontav, and then you could do it all in Yontav also. Ay Ha Ha Yu Lo Chamin Tumun Me Avid. But if you had it already, Tamen, then it sees you are allowed to do such a thing. Even though it's posh that you're doing it for Shabbos, so against like you just said, Rava. And therefore he gives his own answer. Answer number three. V'lo Erev Lazer. We're talking about a case where a person goes ahead and he makes an Erev Tavshilin, but only for one thing, and he's not Me'arev for another thing. It always just does it for Bishul, but doesn't do it for Hatmana. V'chananya yiyav alibas Beishamai. This is Chananya in the world of Beishamai. And that's what it means when he goes like Beishamai over here. Even if there was an Erev that was made, but we're talking about a case that the Erev that wasn't specifically for this. Okay, next part of it, you said, V'ein zokfinis a menorah, you can't stand up at the menorah if it falls. Ma'ika ovid. So what's the issue? Why can't you stand up at the menorah? Amar v'chinim bar bisna, ahacha. We're not talking about a case that just fell over, you lifting it up. We're talking about menorah shel chulios. Askino, we're dealing with the menorah of parts, as we've saw a few times in place in Jas. Rashi says, "Look, shenafla nifredu chuliosay, all the different parts fell apart." The mechsi kabona, because it looks like bone. Looks like you're building. The Beishamai Savra Yish Bina Mekalim is a machlokas we have seen a few times, but in Shabbos that says, "Is there Binyan Mekalim or not?" We know with a house, okay, there's bona, there's so said. What about Kalim? Just utensils. Is it considered Binyan Mekalim or not? So he says that Beishamai holds that there is bona Binyan Mekalim. And Rashi says that a bona chayev b'cholshu, even a little bit. To be Silla Sava the old, ain't Binyan Mekalim. No, there's no Binyan Mekalim. Rashi says, ve'enu chayev elim kain also ba malacha, unless you did another malacha, like memachek or mechatech or oreg or tofer. These are ovas malachas atzman of a chazoris chulios. You just put the pieces back together. Shein ba elim ishum binyan, ain bona elim abatim olim. It's only bona by batim, by houses and tents. Vein steer bekalim is no binyan, no steer bekalim, and therefore there's nishkin a problem, and therefore there are machmir in that to go like a base a shamai that there is bona bekalim. Ula ikla the bein Rav Yehuda. Ula went to visit Rav Yehuda's house, and shamai zakaf l'shaga. He saw that he put it together. Zakav l'shaga. He straightened out the shamish of Ula. He straightened out the menorah. And Rashi says, "Deula zakel v'shaga." She wrote, she stala kashem and lachar. We want to pull back the oil from it. V'li yimashach achar psila v'tichbe, and not to have the oil touching the wick anymore, which is going to cause it to go out. He saw him behaving in a way which is basically doing kiboy. That's a problem. You know how to do kiboy. Eisver of Yehuda Luli Efrektakasha Hanosin Shemam Bener. Someone who puts oil into a lamp. This is talking about on Shabbos. Rashi says Chayv Mishum Mavir over an Isser of Mavir, which is lighting a fire. But Mistapik Mener, if you take out of it, Rashi says Hanotim Mener of Ochel, you take from it to eat from it. Remember, you'd like take out of the thing with like a spoon or something, and then you just use it to eat with your food. Chayv Mishum Mechaber over an Isser of Kiboy. Rashi says Kiboy Biyomtov Lo Ishtari, and this is an Isser to go ahead to go. Kiboy yontif, Amalei. So even though you're allowed to do, you're allowed to light, but you're not allowed to put out. Amalei lavadaita. He said, I didn't know about it. I wouldn't let him do it. Rashi says, also Shamash Rashi. Also, he just did what he did. I never told him to do it. Rav says, Kanba Shari. You're allowed to go ahead, and when you have a wick, and the top of the wick sometimes gets black from being burnt, you're allowed to go and cut away the top of the wick in order that it burns better. That you're allowed to do. On the Heilige Yumtiv. Boy Minea Ba Abba Bar Marisa Mea Ba Abba Marisa Aska Kasha Rabaya. Ma'ula Chabos is an Erev Mnei Dover Acha. You let it go and put out a candle on Yumtiv for Dover Acha. Rashi explains L'shamish Mitoso. Amarlo, he says, Efshim Abayis Acha. You let him do that in another room. In other words, why would you do that? Let's go to another room. What in L'bayis Acha? There's another room. Aye, what's it then? Efshim Lassus L'lo Mechitza. Make a Mechitza. Rashi says, Besudden, like take a sheet and make a Mechitza. And L'lo Lassus Mechitza. Aye, what's it then if you can't? Efshim Lichbos L'lo Love is a Kli. Take a Kli and put it over it in the way that it's covering, not putting it out. And L'lo Kli. Aye, what's it then? Amarlo, he said back, don't get Usser. What do you want from me? So it's Usser. Aisve, effect the Kasha. In Mechabinus of Bekas, you're not allowed to go ahead and put a bekas. A bekas is a piece of wood. You're not allowed to go and put it out, obviously, if it's a fire. Kedei lachus alea, in order to go ahead and to have mechmanis on this nebuch wood. Right, because you care about the wood itself. Rashi says, "In kiboy zet tzorich liyomtov." This kiboy is not tzorich yomtov. Vani shemati dehu le the haveli sose amanas livnos bimkomo. Interesting. Okay, kidei lachos aleh ve'im b'shvil shelo yisashin abayisol kideira then muter. But if it's in order that the house doesn't get all smoky or to ruin the pot that's burning the bottom of the pot, then it's a muter. Rashi says, "Almo tzorich yomtov." Sheyehene Ayom Shari. It must be mutter to do kiboy to get enough from the Antif. So why are you not allowed to go into Mishamash Pitaso? Amalei Ahi Rabbi Huda. That's going in the world of Rabbi Huda. Rashi says, Tamil Kaman, who says later on, I think it's Chafches. Yeah, Chav Chesam Abayz, that Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he says Rashi, Damila, come on, Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, Sharu. Even Machshirei things to do before the Ochel Nefesh itself is okay. V'dorish Yaseh Lechem, Lechot Tzarcheichem, Mahainami Tzarcheichemu, this is the Tzarcheichem, being Mishamish, V'chein Tashmish, V'anod Asar Nekra Rabbanon, D'dar Shu Levado, which means, according to the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanon, are you allowed to do even Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, only Ochel Nefesh itself? The step before Ochel Nefesh, only Ochel Nefesh itself. So, Machshirei Ochel Nefesh would be over here. We know Tashmish is something which would be considered maybe something which is okay. Therefore, Machshirei Ochel Nefesh should be putting out the candle in a way they're able to do that. So then, that should be okay. He says, no, that's only worth Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon say, no, they're only allowed to do it itself. So, Ani Rabbi Yehuda. I was going to the world of Rabbanon. Okay, now I ask a series of questions with going to be the same answers. Can you go out? You can put out a fire on Yontif. Now, what is the shail of your? Hey, chidik, sakaras nefashis. Everything with the case, which is sakaras nefashis, people can die. Look, come here, buddy, that's not a kasha. If you have a Shabbos, or even a Shabbos, is about to go out and put a fire, if chas v'sham is going to cause sakaras nefashis, even suffix sakaras nefashis. Kiko, my buddy, what was the question? Mishum ibad mamun, let's say you can lose money. My, what's the thing? Can you do it? Amarle, oh, sir. Eisvei, but hold on a second. Eimachamas of a katsuki, put out a piece of wood that's on fire, but kede lachos aleh for itself. If it's going to have to smoke up the house or the pot, so then mutter, it's going to be mutter to do such a thing. And Rashi says so beautifully, the ein lecha asos base bayis gadol min the ein lecha ashun bayis gadol min adleika v'tzarich yom tov hu lechaboso. Lechaboso v'shelo yistarich leishay b'shrav v'b'kshamim. What are you saying? There's no greater ishun smoking than the whole house going up in fire, and it definitely is a tzarich yontov to put it out. So you shouldn't sit outside in the heat or in the rain. So I'm allowed to put a piece of wood which is going to smoke. It was just smoking the house for sure. I'm allowed to put out a fire. Says the Gemara. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda. That's all going with Rabbi Yehuda. Kita Kamina. Another Rabbanan. I was going with Rabbanan. Boy, Menei Rav Ashi Me'amemar. Ma'u Likchol. It's a ayin biyomtov. Can you do Likchol? Likchol Rashi's Lashum Bo Kol Lurafu. It's a type of blue ointment that they would go and put in the eye in for medication. It was a medication. Can you put this stuff on the eye in order to do medication? In fact, the Gemara. What are you asking? Heichi De'echdi Kisak. Everything in the case of sakana, kigon rira, ditsa, dma, dma asa vekadachta, rira, ditsa, dma demasa vekadachta, utchila suchla la mi baili. Everything about all these different types of diseases where you have something just coming out of your eye, some sort of fluid is coming out, or there's a pain in the eye, or there's blood, or it's tearing, or it's burning, and we know that utchila suchla, and all this is the beginning of when all these things are happening. The beginning of the sickness of all these, lomi baili, that's not even a question. Of course you could do such a thing. Then even a Shabbos is going to be mutter. Rashi says, like we say, because it's the beginning of an issue with the heart. You have to make sure you don't mess up with it. Kikamoy baili, then what is the question? The question is, sof uchla upatsucheino. What about if it's at the end, not at the beginning of the sickness, but it's at the end of the sickness, and it's just in order to upatsucheino, which means you just want to be able to go like yeah, me'oro, to make sure that your eyes see better. My, what's the thing? Can you do it over there? Amalei said, Aser. Eisvei frekta gemar, understand, but ein mechamen sabakas, we said you're not going to put out a piece of wood on fire, right? Unless it's going to go out, it's going to get all smoky, then you can do it. So over here too, it's going to help you able to see better, and the smokiness, you're allowed to put out the fire, so you should be able to do it as well. Vashani Lake, it is Shani, and we answered the same way. That's going to be Huda, but not according to Chacham. We're going to the world of the Chachamim. Okay, now, Amimar Shari Limichal Inim Minachim Shabbos. Amimar allowed some person to have this medication of the eye medication, blue stuff, to be put on by a guy on Shabbos. Ikadami, some say, Amimar Gufe Kachal Inim Minachim Shabbos. It was he himself that allowed it to happen on Shabbos. Amar Lerav Ashel Amimar, my Daincha, who are you, like, what are you saying is okay? The Amar Ula Breda of Eloy, are you going? Because of this statement, who said, Kol tzarich chola osen ayde nachri, b'Shabbos, anything that's needed for a chola can be done by a guy on Shabbos. V'amar v'amnuna, v'amnuna says, Kol dover she'evo sakana omen l'nachri v'ose. Anything that is because of a sakana, that's not because of sakana, you can have a guy do. Is that what you're basing on? And therefore, you allowed yourself to do it. That's only if you're not helping the guy doing it. But over here, it's a problem because you're helping the guy. Why? You're helping the guy because you're blinking your eyes, opening them and closing them, and you're allowing the stuff to go in. Therefore, that's not okay. Amalei says back, Iko Rav Zvid, the Koi Kamasach. Hey, Rav Zvid, you're right, in the world of Rav Zvid. Vishaniye le Messiah ain't bo mamish. But I say back that no, Messiah bo mamish. Helping is not considered anything. Rashi says that Misha ain't osa malacha mamish. You're not doing malacha yourself. Ela Messiah mamish, helping a little bit. Ki hai ubalavu misavda in bo mamish. If you hadn't helped the guy, would he be able to do it? If the answer is yes, and even helping is not mamish, and therefore it's not a problem. Rashi brings the Gemara in Shabbos, a similar Gemara about this. If two people are doing work, and one person can do it by himself, and the other person is helping, can't do it by himself. Because you have two people doing it together, and therefore he can do it himself. But the one person, and two people doing it, one person could have done it by himself, A and B, and A could do it by himself. Even though B is helping, still it's like A did it by himself. Mamish, not considered like anything. Therefore, the guy can do it, and it's not an issue. Amemar shari l'michal ina b'yom tov sheni shosh hashana. Amemar, let this happen on yom tov sheni shosh hashana. This brings us back to the beginning of the Masechta. Spoke about, is it one considered one kedusha or two kedushos? He allowed him to do it on the second day. Amalei Ravashi, Amemar Ravashi says, "Ahor dar." Va'amar Rav, Rav said, "Meis b'yom tov rishon yis askubu ba'amamin." Let's say you have two yom tov sheni shagale. So, if a person dies chalila on the first day of yontif, you have goyim can go ahead and take care of it. B'yom tov sheni yis askubu yisov. It's the second day, then you can go and you're allowed to have a Jew do it himself. Va'afilu, and this is even b'shnei yom tov shosh hashana. This is even if we're talking about the two different days of Rosh Hashanah, you're also allowed to deal with the mace on the second day. Beep, turn the page, chav on base. Masha ein kein b'beitza, which is not the case with the beitza. Beitza shenolda b'yom tov. We spoke about that then. It was the beginning of Masechta and Daf Dalet about if you can have it in the first day and the second day. So we said that that's only when you're dealing with things besides Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah itself. So how could he allow him to go ahead and do this on Rosh Hashanah on the second day? Amalei says, I know I can nardoi severely. I hold like nardoi. The army af bebeitza would say you could even do it with a beitza. Umay daita, what's pshat that you would say that you're not allowed to do it? Dilma ma'aber le'ol, maybe Elul was an Iber, and therefore, maybe this is really, the second day is actually Rosh Hashanah? Amar av chenina bar kahana, mimos ezra ve'elach, lo matzina Elul mi'ber. No, we know from the times of Ezra and on, we never found that Elul was an Iber, and therefore we could say that the second day is actually just a Darabon and Dikadei, and therefore it could be more makel on it, unlike we said just before. Beautiful. Up to the next part of the Mishnah. Ve'enof and Petit Pitin greets in Eli Rikikin. We said this about, again, this is again a Machluk B'Sham Beis Hillel. The Mishnah brought up and Gamliel said he goes like a B'Shamai. They're not allowed to go and make it thick, but you're allowed to make it like a wafer. Tana Rabbanan, B'Shamai Omrim, Ein Ofen Pats of Pesach. B'Shamai say you're not allowed to go and make thick bread on Pesach. Rabbi Sil Matir and Basil said, this Nishkin a problem? We're worried about Chametz over here. Rashi says, a Pesach, a Sakadaitach, Sheinu Yachel, Lisham, Ramea, Hichmes, you have to be careful to make sure that's not going to become Chametz. The Kama Pas Avana, what does that mean, Pas Avana? How much is it? Amar of Huna, Tefach, a Tefach. She came and seen a Lechem Aponim, a Tefach, because that's what we found, a Lechem Aponim was a Tefach, and we know Lechem Aponim had to be Matzah. And yet it was a Tefach, and therefore you can go up to a Tefach, and it's still not going to become Chametz. Maskefla Rav Yosef. Are you comparing chametz on Pesach to lechem upon him? Im amar b'zrizin. If you're going to bring, and we say it by this reason, lechem upon him is not by this reason. Rashi says, Beis Garmu, Shalayu Umnim, v'zrizim adavar. They were experts, like we saw in Gemara in Yuma Lamed Ches. They were experts in it. You can also tell like a standard housewife who's been able to be so careful with it. No way. If you're going to say with pasta was beaten, you got the smackdown. Rashi says that the pasta mela, we know that by when they would bring the carbon mincha, they would rub it with their hands 300 times and it would punch it 500 times. They wouldn't let it become chametz. Well, yom v'pasha ina amel against someone which is not amel, which isn't, you know, toiled so much. Imam v'eitzim yivetzim, we say v'eitzim yivetzim, which is by Pesach time, with the really dry wood, which therefore burnt a very hot fire. Yom v'eitzim lachem, you can say with Eitz Melechem with moist wood. If you're going to say with a very hot tanur, which we know that was in the Beit HaMikdash, it was constantly burning. With a colder oven. A metal oven, which you know that's had to be made in the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi says, we didn't make a cliché out of cheres. Therefore, it was made very, very hot. You remember Tana Shel Cheres, which is less hot? How could you go ahead and compare and say that you're allowed to have, you're not worried about the fact that the chametz is going to be giving you up to a tefach and learn it out from Lechem Aponim? It doesn't make sense to do such a thing. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba, Shalti says, Rabbi B'yichad, Ayas Ma'yurat Maruv, B'nila B'no, B'yichad, Umanu, who is that? Rav. And he said, My Pas Ava, what does it mean? Pas Ava, it just means Pas Meruba. It means you're allowed to cook a lot. It doesn't talk about we're not talking about how thick it can be. We're not talking about Pesach over here. We're talking about you're allowed to cook a lot of things over here. And Rashi explains, what's Pshat that you're allowed to go cook a lot over here? Rav Gufel, hold on. Yeah, it's Rashi we're going to see in a minute. Rashi says that, like we saw earlier, that pas nefer yafik shetana mali, when it's full, it cooks even better. So therefore, that's what we're talking about. It's not a chametz shtickel over here. We're just talking about on yontif. You're allowed to cook more, even though it's going to be, end up used on during the week. Igad Ami, some say, Amrav Yirmi Ba'arba, Amrav, Shalti says, Rebbe B'yichad Asmer, Rebbe B'yichad Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who was that? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who was that? Rebbe Yudah Nasi. My pasava, what does it mean? Pas merubim means a lot of pas. Okay, v'amai karli pasava, why was it called pasava? Why was it called like thick bread? It really means a lot. Mishum didn't fish b'lisha, because it was a lot of kneading that was done to it. That's why. And then they would go and they would split it up. Inami, another one is ba'asri da'itana, in the town of this Tana, pasmuba pasava karli. That was just what they called. They had a lot of stuff. It was called pasava. That was just the name that they called it. Michti, let's break it down. Mishum de katarach tircha de lot sarachu, my area pesach. Right, so we basically come out by saying that the reason Beisham may say you're not allowed to pass Ava, which is a lot of pass. And Rashi on the Mishnah already alluded to this, right? He told us it meant a tircha. So my area of Pesach, if the whole issue is a tircha issue, so why are you talking about Pesach in this Baisa? I feel like Beisham Tov Nami is an issue, right? Because you can't do pass Ava, in other words, tircha meruba. So it's going to Chinami, right? V'tana b'yom tov Pesach koi. We happen to be discussing Pesach over there. That's why he mentioned Pesach. Tami Nami Yachir, another Baisa, it says about everything. Beisham Yomim, ain't no from pass meruba. B'yom tov. Mishal says you can't do a lot. Mishal says you are allowed to. There you have it, straight up, directly discussing all different types of Yom Tovim. Next, Heilige Mishnah. We saw Rabbi Gamliel was machmir in the previous Mishnah. Now we're going to find that he's mekel. Afu mishal shetavarm lahakel. Mechabdim base hamito. So you can go and you can sweep up the house of beds. Literally, Rashi, that's what it means. Rashi explains. It means basically their dining room. Base hamisiba shaukhlin. The place they used to recline to go and eat. And that's why they had a lot of beds over there. That's why they call it that. The next thing he says is omanichin is a mugmar biyom tov. You're allowed to put mugmar. Rashi says levona, frankincense. You're allowed to burn incense. Agabi gecholim on coals on yontif osim gedim akulas belele psachim. You're allowed to do gedim akulas. Rashi explains that this is we also saw this in psachim. It's talking about taking the gedi, a baby goat, and on Pesach night you're allowed to go ahead and roast it by taking all the stuff that's in the inside and put it on the outside next to it. There was a whole discussion on the Gemara. There's about the top and the bottom and the sides, which parts of it, etc. But you're allowed to do this on Lel Pesach. Chachamim osim, Chacham say it's also to do all three things over here. You can't sweep. Why? Because of the issue of Ashvi Gumos. So where are you going to fill in holes over there? You're not allowed to go do incense because it's not a kol nefesh. It's not sort of kol nefesh. It's got to be shavu l'chol nefesh in order to be that something's mutter to do. And not everybody would go ahead and make incense. Only people are mufunakim. V'ze'eino ella. Lemufunakim, says Rashi. Oh, lemisha reicha ra, or somebody stinks. And why can't you go ahead in the gedim akulas? Because it looks like kachem v'yomu mutter lahakdish v'echo kachem v'chush. People are going to think you're allowed to do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So why was Rambam Leil make it? We'll see. Rambam Leil says you're allowed to do this, and Chum says aser. Zok the Gemara. Amar Avasi, Machlokas Legamer. The only Machlokas of Gamliel Lechachamim is when a person is going ahead and doing this in order to make their clothing smell good. They're doing the incense for their clothing. Avala, Riach, Devriach, Kolmata, but if they're doing it's just a smell, they want it to be wafting about in the air. That everyone can go and do such a thing because that's considered like Ochel Nefesh itself. Meis, we frak the Gemara, really? Is that true? We know the Braisa says, Ein mechadim beis amitos, we don't even go and sweep the beis amitos, v'shal beis rabbi Gamliel mechadim. But, beis rabbi Gamliel, they would do it. Amar, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, he says, pa'amim harbi nechnasi achar abba le beis rabbi Gamliel. Many times they used to go, follow my tate, rabbi Gamliel, v'lohi mechadim beis amitos beyom tov. I saw they wouldn't do it. Ela mechadim nusam me'erav yontov, they do it erav yontov, v'porsan aleim steenim, and then they would go and put sheets on the floor. L'machar, kisha'archim nechnasim, Rashi says they'd be invited to honor the day of Yontif. The next day when they would come, the Orchim would come, misalkin hasastim, they remove the sheets, v'nimsa bayis, miskabed me'alav, and they found that it was like cleaned already. Amrulo, so the Chum said, Im Kain, if that's really true, then apa Shabbos is the last of Kain. You can even do this in Shabbos, there's no machlokas. So it must be that you're wrong with what you're saying, that he actually did say that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to sweep. So maybe what you saw was fine. Maybe it did happen. Maybe it didn't happen. Point is that clearly you would allow people to go and sweep. Vein manichin is a mugim b'yom tov, and this is going to be the second part, which is going to be the question. Vein manichin is a mugim b'yom tov, and shall be something gamliel. Manichin, they would go ahead and they would allow you to do this incense. Amar b'lazor v'sadik, pa'am harbi nechasi achar abba l'beis rabbi gamliel. Many times I went with my tata to b'as rabbi gamliel. V'lohi manichin is a mugim b'yom tov. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it in yom tov. They reveal an Ardiskil sel barzel. They had these kelim made of iron that they would fill up with. They would fill it with smoke before yom tov would already start. In other words, it would have the incense going in there even beforehand. It was that kli that, like when you look like shaky, you move from side to side and smoke like comes out of it. Upokin ikveim be'erev yom tov. They would stop up the holes of this kli on erev yom tov. L'machar kishachem nechlasim. Everyone came in. Poschem sinikveim. They just opened it up. And him says the bias misgamim me'alav and became on its own. Amr lo. So they said back to him. Imkin, if that's true, up a Shabbos with the last skein. He can do this in Shabbos. So clearly you can't say that that's what he was saying. Rather, Gamliel must have said it's even to be mutter to do it on yom tov itself. So as Rashi explains, clearly it's not true to say that everybody agrees you're allowed to go and make the room smell nice. It was just a machlokas whether or not you're allowed to do the clothing. Because over here we see that the whole machlokas really was only in the world of, when Rabbi Gamliel was talking about you're allowed to do this, was only talking about in the world of actually the room itself and nothing to do with clothing. Eli Itmar, if you want to say what was going down over there, Hachi Itmar, this is what was said. Amar Avasi, Machlokas Lahariach, the Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim is that you let it go in order for the room itself. That's a Machlokas. Avalagamer, but in terms of the clothing, you want to make the clothing smell good? Then Usser, everyone's going to say that it's going to be Usser. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.